The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of Decapolis. And people brought him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and he begged to lay his hands on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger in the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were open. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished and said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the joys that I have being a deacon is I get to baptize people under the age of 7. Sometimes they're little bitty people. Sometimes they're toddlers who'd love to run around the church because they're so happy. But the joy of baptism is something I get to experience. And as part of that, we have what's called the Ephphatha rite. We pray that their ears be open to hear and their mouth be open to proclaim. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're going, "So let me get this straight. We've got a 3-month-old child. How are they going to proclaim?" They might cry. Might be a different type of proclamation. Well, as they get older, they will learn to proclaim. As we got older, we learned to proclaim. So that's what I'd like you to think about doing today. Now that your ears have been opened, your lips are available, you can proclaim. Now, it doesn't mean you have to go up to people and go, "Have you found Jesus yet?" It doesn't mean that. You can proclaim in many ways. You can proclaim by helping someone in need. You can proclaim by maybe helping a classmate. It doesn't matter how you proclaim. All that matters is that we listen to the Lord and proclaim His word.